You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. What are you seeking first? That's what we're discussing this week. If we don't know how to seek the kingdom of God, where do we begin? Because that's what Jesus told us to seek first in Matthew 6:33. He told us this should be our number one priority. So if you don't know where to begin, last show we read Mark 12:28, when one of the scribes came to him and asked him what the greatest commandment was. And he told them to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your might, and all your strength. And that was the first commandment. That was number one. And number two is love your neighbor as yourself. So, a lot of people, a lot of Christians think, well, that's the only two things you have to do. And this lie has been perpetuated by the religious leaders because they don't want you to know God's real truth, because if you did, you'd quit and go somewhere else, because they don't teach it. But those are the two most important commandments. All of the other commandments are subcategories of those two. In other words, the first four are how you love God. The last six are how you love your neighbor as yourself or other people. And subcategory under them, there's a total of 613 commandments. They're all intertwined. They all are categories under that. Like, take, for example, things that are worthy of death. You know, the death penalty in the Old Testament. Murder, rape, things like that. People think, oh, it's all got to do with, killing. No, there's 22 categories in God's law that the punishment is death. So, but that's not what today's show is about. I want to get back to what Jesus said we were supposed to be doing, because that's the most important thing of all. So what was the message that John the Baptist taught the people? Let's see what he was saying here. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So John the Baptist, his message was repent for the kingdom of heaven. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Now, people talk about the gospel. They talk about Jesus. But what gospel specifically did Jesus teach? Mark 1:14 says, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. So if you go to the average Christian and you say, do you believe in the gospel? They'll say, well, absolutely, of course I do. Oh, so you believe in the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, because that's the gospel that Jesus taught. That's the gospel that John the Baptist taught. That's the gospel that Jesus said was supposed to be our number one most important priority. That's where your effort is. Now, their efforts are on their own personal needs. And if it gets to do anything with God, oh, let's go support this missionary and let's send them over to some third world country. Well, that might look glamorous on the face of it, but what about all of these people in East Tennessee that don't even know the gospel? Why don't you contact us, repent from your evil ways, and contact us? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.